We all deal with deadlines every day, and for realtors, there are a few key ones to remember. Today, we talk with Laura Ramos, Director of Membership at the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, who tells us which ones are the most important to keep in mind. So stay tuned for Laura's friendly reminders so you'll never miss a deadline again.
From the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, this episode is a short takes edition of the Royal Palmcast with your host, Jim Sandville.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast. I'm your host, Jim Sandville, along with Jerry Johnson on the board. Jerry, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Jim, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well.
Thank you. Didn't sound so convincing.
No. It's.
No, actually, I see it now.
Yeah. See that twinkle in my eye?
It's twinkling.
That tells you all is okay with the world, Jerry.
That's all you need to know.
We are the podcast that talks about all things real estate, and today we have a guest who this is her second time in our studio, and we're very fortunate to have her. She's going to give some very valuable, useful, practical information, especially to our realtor members who are here in Fort Myers, Cape Coral area of Lee County, Florida, where it is beautiful and sunny today. Just a beautiful day, right, Jerry?
That's correct. I love those beautiful sunny days, as
yes.
you know.
Yes, we do love them too. Laura, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, are you glad to be here?
Always.
You don't get over to this side of the building as much as you used to.
No, I don't.
You changed your office location. You're on a different side of the building from us now.
Yeah, I'm hiding.
Yeah. No, it's always good to see you here on the east side, east side studio.
That's right. Mm. East Coast, we call it.
Hey, Laura, today we want to talk about one aspect of membership in the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, and that is keeping information up to date. Are you the keeper of information for the association as director of membership?
I'm one of them. Our entire membership department knows the things that we need up to date, and they all are well-versed in the things that need to be updated from time to time. So we're all kind of a team that works on it together.
Gotcha. And how many people on the membership team here at our PCRA?
So we have myself, and we have three other membership people who help process applications, take questions, you know, make those updates and stuff like that. We have a couple of people who are a little bit cross-trained that can help out in that kind of situation, but there's really four that are predominantly membership.
And members and potential members or other interested people can bring their questions to us in any number of ways by coming into our offices in Cape Coral or Fort Myers, emails to membership@rpcra.org. Is that right?
That's correct.
And phone calls, certainly. And so there's no barrier to getting in touch with us to learn about membership and dates, important dates. Tell me some of the important dates and deadlines, please.
The important dates. So the first thing I would say that each realtor needs to remember is their license expiration. Each license goes for approximately 2 years. So if you are licensed and your first license expires, I'll put it this way. There's two license expiration dates per year. There's March 31st and there's September 30th. So every year there's going to be expirations on March 31st, so of 2020, and there's going to be expirations on September 30th of 2020. Then next year, same thing. But each realtor's or real estate agent's license is good for 2 years. So they need to be aware of when their license expiration is, because they are responsible to do their continuing education to keep that up to date. If you don't, your license will be made involuntary and active by DBPR, which is the state licensing organization. And you don't want that, because when your license is not active, we have to make you inactive with us because you no longer have a valid real estate license. Sometimes the agents, they think they did everything, and it's just a matter of they forgot to pay the renewal fee. And then it can be renewed in a matter of minutes and we can reactivate them. But those dates are very important to keep in mind, because you start to run out of options to do either your 45 continuing hours once you're for post-licensing when you're brand new, or 14 continuing hours when you are renewing after the first time. So keep those dates in mind always.
And there's a way for members or others to check on their CE credit hour balance, right, through the state?
So, yes, many people will call us and ask, but we don't have access to that. We don't have like a back end to DBPR that we can check that. They would want to log into their account on myfloridalicense.com. And if they haven't already linked their license to that account, they would want to do that. And then it'll show what shortfalls they have, what they still need before the license can be renewed.
Pretty useful information. Mm-hmm. All right. What other deadlines do folks need to know about?
The dues deadline. This is the big one.
That's the big one.
So every year we get the approval from the board to send out this year, 2021 dues. So we got the approval to send them out. They went out in early October of last year. We give our members about 2.5 months to get their dues paid. That is your MLS fees, your local, state, and national fees for the following year. And we give them enough time to, kind of put that money aside if they want to. In the end, it's all due by December 31st. If it's not paid by December 31st, late fees get tacked on and your access gets suspended. That's until you're paid.
That's not good.
No, because then you can't access your MLS. Mm. So that's always been, December 31st is the drop dead deadline. Mm. So always good to keep that in mind. It for as long as I've been here, it's always been that date. So, that's the date.
Yeah, and we put out the word quite a bit to giving people plenty of
notice.
We
send plenty of invoices, plenty of reminders and stuff like that.
We don't want them to be late. We want them to make sure they stay current with everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly the point I was going to make, Jerry, that we do make sure people get the word that dues are due.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be singing the blues, you got to pay your dues. it's always a busy time at the end of the year.
Is
probably your busiest week, the last week of the year?
In the past it was, because we didn't have the access to pay dues online. So, well, for them to pay dues online, so we would get mostly phone calls and we would be taking them, and it would be all hands on deck. Everyone in the association, whether you were, in the MLS department, you were in the communications department, not just the membership department, was taking dues.
Sure.
And you just couldn't get away from it.
Is this the first year that we've taken them online?
No, we've done that for the last couple years.
2 years. Okay.
But they, I want to say, it may even be more than that, but more people weren't used to doing it or not comfortable doing it. And now many more people are comfortable paying online because it is a secure, it is a secure network that they can do it through. But it is still a very busy time. We tend to get busy also in the new year with new members joining. So it kind of fluctuates, but it's definitely always going to be traditionally a busy week.
Mm. What is the deadline that people tend to miss the most?
Probably dues.
Dues,
if we're thinking, probably dues, because everyone's is due at that time. Whereas like the licenses, if you think about it in quarters, quarter of the members are due March 31st, quarter of the members are due September 30th, and the next year another quarter are due, and then you don't have everyone expiring at once.
Sure.
This, they're all usually at once, and then when their access gets shut off, they suddenly realize they forgot. So that's probably the most consistent.
Sure. What other important dates do you have for us?
I don't really have like dates per se. They're
I thought you were married.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad joke. That's a bad joke. Sorry. It's a bad dad joke. Guilty. All right. So, but you've covered the most important
stuff.
Those
are the dates. Yeah. Those are the dates.
Good. Did I mispronounce your name at the beginning of the show, Laura Ramos?
No, that's it.
Really?
Yep.
I said it correctly? All right. Jerry, run the tape back, will you?
I'm going to do that.
I don't remember. No. Anyway, Laura Ramos, thank you very much for sharing with our members some of the important dates they need to know about. We appreciate your carving some time out for us today.
Thank you.
Jerry, thank you for being there.
Always.
All right. And I want to thank Beata Jones, our CEO, for her support, as well as the entire staff here at the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers and Cape Coral. My name is Jim Sandville. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can send an email to shows@rpcra.org. And Laura, if folks want to get in touch with you, the way to do that is...
membership at rpcra.org.
Could not be simpler. All right. Thanks very much for listening, and we hope to hear you again or see you again or talk to you again. What are we going to do, Jerry?
We're going to have them listen to us again.
Listen. Oh, yeah. I knew that there was an operative word in there. Yeah, anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll be with you again next time.
Thanks for listening to this Short Takes edition of the Royal Palmcast. For the most current information and updates, stay tuned to our Facebook page and other social media. For our association members, make sure to also look for your member weekly newsletter in your email. Stay connected with RPCRA and stay tuned. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.